VoiceOver describes what's happening on your iPhone screen.
VoiceOver on, settings.
So you can navigate it just by listening.
Books, contacts, calendar, double tap to open. Breakfast with Anna from 10 to 11.
And get on with your day. Accessibility. There's more to iPhone.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a podcast from The Times. Go to thetimes.co.uk.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Game Podcast Bonus. And it's a bit of a treat this week because rather than me just talking to one other person, I'm joined by Matt Holland and Patty Barkley. And we're going to talk about the FIFA World Club Cup. Now, this is something that, you know, often gets sort of derided as a tin pot, especially when English clubs aren't in it. It's a format that is a bit unwieldy because you've got the champions of the six confederations, plus a team from the host nation, Japan, this year and next year. And then they sort of play off against each other. And the two really big teams, the European champions of Europe and the champions of South America, who this year Santos only sort of come in at the semifinal stage, play a game and then play a final. By the time you listen to this, we'll know who the finalists are. You would assume it's going to be Barcelona against Santos, setting up a nice Messi versus Neymar situation, although worth mentioning that last year the African side knocked, TP Mazembe knocked out the South American side, Internacional, so it's not a given by any stretch. Buddy, I want to talk to you. This is a competition which doesn't really capture the imagination in Europe, certainly not in England. Why?
I don't know.
Scheduling
something has to be done about the formula. I can't help thinking that it might be also a contributing reason to why no one has yet retained the Champions League. It comes slap bang in the middle of your domestic season, just as you're about to take a respite from your having to balance the domestic and European. You think, great, now we can concentrate on the domestic, and suddenly somebody says, no, you have to go to Japan. So if Barcelona do retain the Champions League, they deserve an extra medal for that. But to find a format, I mean, the only thing I could think of is to rotate it instead of playing it in the same place, to take it to the you know, less wealthy and well-known confederations, take it to Australia, to take it to the Caribbean, let's say, or United States, and see if that stimulates into sort of global interest, makes it seem more global. Because at the moment, unfortunately, it seems to us as a money-making exercise, a way of getting the sponsors together, that's never really going to appeal hugely to English players, although, of course, it does appeal hugely to the South American players because it's a chance of putting themselves in the shop window.
Well, funny enough, you mentioned it called a money-making exercise. I think it actually loses money as a competition. Yeah. Matt, does this matter? Or, I mean, should we in Europe think like, oh, look, but automatically we've got the best players, so Barcelona are the best team in the world, and they don't need to go and test themselves against their South American equivalents?
I think it's nice that you can categorically say that is the best team in the world. I think it's nice to be able to say that.
Manchester United certainly didn't mind. They proclaimed it before every match at Old
Trafford. Yeah. Mind you, they missed the FA Cup for one of the World Club Championships as well, which I think, you know, was a problem for the English League, you know, the fact that they missed out on the FA Cup.
To be fair, though, that was a different format and a different situation and different people running the FA.
Same principle.
The same competition, though. I mean, for the World Club Championship, wasn't it?
But it was a different format. I mean, if we're under the current format, they wouldn't have needed to miss anything.
No, sure. I mean, and you know, you talk about in Spain, for instance, and Barcelona going jetting off. They're actually aided by the fact they have a winter break, you know, whereas in England, that just doesn't exist. So for me, it doesn't carry a great deal of importance. As I say, I think it's great that you can say, yes, they're the best team in the world, but I don't really take, you know, it's not high on my agenda of watching football around the world.
Should it be? I mean, should there be more interest in watching the best team? I mean, I know last year I watched, you know, Mazembe.
But I think the Champions League for me is more exciting than watching, you know, seeing Barcelona come up against Bayern Munich, or Barcelona coming up against Man United, or Barcelona coming up against Man City, or Real Madrid. I think that's more exciting for me personally.
Is Matt being a provincial Irish little
sounds
Englander?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? No, it does sound like it.
I think is it all rubbish in South America?
I think he's being realistic. I think just as, and I'm old enough to remember the European Cup, and just as the Champions League format giving the more successful countries such as Italy, Spain, Germany, more representation has hugely increased the allure of the European Cup, as far as I'm concerned. I think that people who say it should be for champions only are talking out of their hat and haven't watched the Champions of Andorra recently. And I think that the Club World Championship is flawed in the same way. The Champions League is successful because you have a knockout round and people come through forged in the heat of competition to earn their place in the Champions League proper. The point is that the disparity between the best team in Australia, and that's one of the better countries from the smaller confederations, simply can't cope with Manchester United's third team.
That may be true, but it's not true of South America, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, as I recall, when United went there in 2000, they got the rear end handed to them.
So what do you do then? Just make it the Champions of Europe against the Champions of South America?
Which is what it used to be.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's what it used to be, and I think it would be successful that way. I think that...
Would you have more teams from Europe and South America involved? Would you have, like, say...
Because I think that would... I think basically recognise that... I mean, personally, if I had my way, I'd drop it altogether. And because I think that if there are good players in Australia, which there are...
You keep going back to Australia.
Well, I'm saying if there are good players in Australia, if there are good players in Thailand, and I'm picking Australia because it's a country that produces a lot of very good players who can make a living in Europe. And they do. And the very best of them can play in the Champions League because they can get to Manchester United.
I mean, first of all, that's not... I mean, there's work permits and a million reasons why it's difficult. Not for Australians because they're white and nice like us, but I can think a lot of Africans, for example, who it's not so easy for them to come to Europe. Secondly, but we're also saying, like, come and play in our competition. I mean, especially some of these teams have a lot of history as well. They have local leagues talking about building the sport. You know, some of these things that we sort of take for granted, you know, these people wrote the history of the game in South America. Mm. Some of these African teams have a tremendous amount of history as well. Mm. Should we be, you know, whereas they could come back to you and say, you know what, those of us here at, you know, Esperance Tunis, for example, we were playing football 40 years ago before, you know, Chelsea and Manchester City rolled in with their wealthy Russian and Arab sheikhs and bought the game.
Yes.
Why do you have any more right to it than we do?
Well, I certainly wish that, although I find, like everybody else, I find the rise of Manchester City very exciting, I wish that the people involved were doing that in Abu Dhabi, because I believe in pluralism, and I my greatest wish, I would say, in football in terms of the world thing, is that Brazil could create a league as strong as those of Spain, England, Italy, and so on, so that the Brazilian player could spend his whole career, as Pelé did, until he went to America at the end of it, in Brazil.
They're certainly on their way on that point. If you look at the way the Brazilian economy is going, I think we'll all be working for them real soon.
Exactly.
We don't really wake up to that point.
I was just going to say, and I think this is one of the most exciting developments in football, Gab, and you've written about it very eloquently more than once, and it does look like it's really going to happen, and it started to happen with Luis Fabiano and so on. But that has happened naturally, and I don't think that while Brazil was a poor country, that was ever going to happen. So I don't think you can get it by having a club world championship and expecting clubs from Guyana or somewhere to suddenly take this as an inspiration to build a league as strong as England's. I think it has to happen in the way that you rightly say it's happened in Brazil.
Matt, you get the final word. Imagine yourself as Sepp Blatter for a day. Would you continue with this in this format, or would you turn it into one game the way it was before, just Europe and South America, shutting out the rest of the world? Or would you scrap it all together and go watch more Premier League football?
What would I do? I'm a little bit in Paddy's camp as well. It doesn't have the allure. It doesn't have, I don't know, I just don't necessarily see it as the sort of competition that I want to watch regularly.
I just thought of one possibility, mm-hmm. which is to exempt the Champions League holders as, in other words, the champions of the strongest, the acknowledged strongest league, and have a tournament of the five champions of the five other confederations, the winner
plays
to play the Champions League holder for the world champions.
I think the Brazilians would, or the South Americans would, go to you and put you two fingers up and say, you acknowledge strongest. Why don't you go back and look at the head-to-heads between Europe and South America, and then you come to me and tell me you're the strongest. Well, colonizer with a shaved head.
All right then. Europe and South America automatically into a semi-final.
Yeah, I'm here with a skinhead and Mr. Aryan here.
How about that?
Let's go. Come on.
How's that?
That's what it is now. Europe and South America straight to the semifinal. Perfect. Yeah. There you go. You really are Sepp Blatter.
I am Blatter
in disguise.
I am.
Perfect. Having resolved that point, thank you both for joining me in this rather different format for the game podcast bonus, as we discussed formats with World Club Cup, and we have discovered that Matt Holland really is Sepp Blatter in disguise.
iOS helps you control which apps you share your exact location with. There's more to iPhone.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.